Blog Talk Radio.
Hey girl.
Trying to get out.
Kane is in the building.
Let me go and get a beat from Kane. I swear these 808 snares make me go insane. Hey, hold up, baby girl, I really wanna know your name. And let me be your Superman and you be Lois Lane. Get up on that table. I love your sexy body and I know you love this paper. The bottles coming like they got legs on them. The way I kill them in this beam, I make them wanna call the feds on me. Pregnant and about to have triplets. I let 20 signs and good old Benzie to ad-lib it. Hat, get it, I'm so far ahead of my time, no C-section. Y'all club, we VIP section. Party bus full of women like we next. You would've thought it was a gym the way we flexing. Line full of sexy ladies trying to get with me. I'm just trying to grand slam like the boy King Griffey. And I'm at the bar, 9 shots, no 50. If I could bring a 100 more, everybody get tipped.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor for October the 8th of 2014. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest on here. She's a rising star so far in the wrestling business. Representing GA, give it up for Aja Pereira.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling X Factor.
Hello.
How's everything going today?
It's going pretty good. It was a slow day, but other than that, it's all right.
That's good. No complaints.
Yeah.
It's an honor to have you stop by.
Oh, thank you so much.
For all the fans out here.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, while growing up watching wrestling, who was that person you admired?
Oh, man. I was a Stone Cold girl, of course. I think everybody was. And I liked Black and White Sting. And when I got older, I watched a lot of The Hurricane. If you can't tell from my wrestling already, I am obsessed with The Hurricane. Female-wise, I'm not a huge Trish Stratus fan. Like, I know that's probably shocking, but I don't really like her that much. But, like, Lita, I adored everything about her, like, promos, wrestling, gimmick, everything. Who else? I've been a Cena fan forever, but it's not really like in forms of idol wise. He's not really, I mean, you know, everybody hates him now. So, and of course, Undertaker. I mean, who doesn't like the Undertaker? But I think that's it.
Wonderful. What got your interest in becoming a professional wrestler? In the business.
Everybody asked me this. I actually never planned to really be a wrestler. What happened is that my sister and I went to an indie show, and then at the indie show, one of the people backstage that came up to us, like, you know, you should try to train to be a wrestler. And I was like, oh, it's not really my thing, you know, like being a fan. And my sister was like, we should try it. So I was like, fine, okay, whatever. And then we went and had a training session, and then that's when I fell in love with it. So I never just, like, went into it wanting to be a wrestler. I was more so kind of, like, just experimenting with it for a moment, and then it kind of just, like, became my purpose to do.
Awesome, yeah. And your sister goes by the name of Tragedy Ann.
Yes, right. That's her. Yep.
What a great gimmick, though. She she plays off
the
real good. Rainbow.
Yeah, that psychopath. Yeah.
And also, who was the trainer that got you into the business?
First I was trained by Fred Avery, if people remember who he is. And then after Fred Avery, I continued my training with Jay Fury, if y'all remember him from, like, Ring of Honor and TNA. And then from there, now I'm currently training with Fred Yehi, and all of them collectively have, like, helped me tremendously with getting onto promotions and just networking and everything like that.
And what are your memories of your first debut match?
I had a show. It was actually at a church that my coach had put together, and I was terrified. It was my first match, so I'm just, like, freaking out backstage and just shaking, and I'm trying to play it cool, but everybody knew I was freaking out. And it's like my music hits, and I go out there, and I have my match. And then halfway through my match, my coach comes out and just, like, completely screws up the match. And then another guy runs out, and he saves me from the match. So then it turns into a tag team. So then I have to go out there again, and I'm already nervous my first time. So I have to go out there again in front of everybody and have a tag match. But luckily at the end, everybody loved it, and everyone really enjoyed it. And it was, by the end of it, I wasn't as nervous as I was starting out, obviously. But that was the most nervous I've ever been in my life. Like, I can date back to elementary school, everything. I've never been that terrified. And I had to go out there twice, my first time ever at a match.
Stage frights.
Yeah.
And also, what are your memories of working with PWR in Georgia?
Hi, I love PWR. It's such a shame, like, the crowd got smaller and everything. But my fondest memory is I had another tag match. And then after the match, Sean Adams and William Huckabee, I don't know if you're familiar with those, they come out there and just start beating people down. So I'm on the outside because, like, my match, I, like, rolled to the outside of the ring. And then Sean Adams just grabs me and just hit through this GTS, and I just pass out. And I just, like, I don't remember anything until almost, like, an hour later. And I'm just like, what in the world happened? It's like, oh, well, this dude just came up and grabbed you. And I'm like, what the heck? And then, so, like, that's why I remember PWR the most out of, like, any show I've ever been at, because I've never just been grabbed by a guy and just thrown into a move before. Even now, I've never had that happen to me before.
And what are your memories of being on the same show with Jeff Hardy?
Oh, that was awesome. I forgot to list him. I've watched Jeff Hardy since I was a kid. Like, he's one of my idols. I've never been, like, nervous with anyone behind, like, you know, in the locker room, because I've met Jake the Snake. I've met Scott Hall. I've met, like, a lot of legends, and I've never been as nervous as I was to, like, meet Jeff Hardy. For the longest, like, I wasn't avoiding him, but, like, I wasn't really just making it my business to, like, come up to him and talk to him. Because I was just, like, it was, like, this overwhelming feeling of, like, oh, my God. Like, he's real, in a sense, you know? So I have my match, and I faced Ace Haven. And then his partner came out and snatched me from the top rope, and Frey Gaha came out and saved me. So I'm thinking, like, oh, that's cool, you know, okay, that's awesome. I can go backstage and, like, keep freaking out more to Jeff Hardy. And then someone comes up to me, and they're like, oh, well, are you ready for the main event? And I'm like, no. Like, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, well, you got to go out there with Fred since she saved you, and you got to manage him and Jeff Hardy while he goes against Ace Haven, and I forgot the other guy's name. And I'm like, what? So we are, like, me and Frey Gaha go out there, and then Jeff Hardy comes out there, and I'm basically, like, you know, in the same corner as Jeff Hardy. So I'm just like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then the crowd is, like, 400 or 500 people, if not more. So it's just, like, all these people, plus I'm by Jeff Hardy. And then me and him were, like, starting chants together. It's just, like, it was so cool. And then, of course, he won. And at the end, we all, like, get in the ring. And then he, like, grabs me and Fred's hands and put him in the air. You know, like, his signature Jeff Hardy dance. We're, like, doing that. So, like, I felt like I was at a WWE show. And that was the coolest feeling I've ever experienced. Like, I don't even care. I'm marked out. I don't even care what anyone says. I don't care. Like, oh, you're a wrestler. Whatever. That was the single most coolest moment in my life.
Hey, we got to be marks also.
Hey. Yeah. I mean, we're people.
Right. What are your memories of working at Southern Fried Championship Wrestling?
I got so many. Most of my memories come from not even wrestling, because me and Frey Gaha we're not a tag team. We just kind of, like, pair up. So usually he has matches there. I don't really wrestle there as much as I used to. So I just go out there with him, and we just cause all kinds of, like, hell for everybody. And just, like, talking trash. And then I get people so mad at me, they want to, like, come up and hit me. But, of course, there's security, you know. So I'm just, like, yelling and screaming. Usually after every Southern Fried show, my throat is gone. And I had this one time, I think it was the anniversary show, if I'm not mistaken. There was this kid, and he was, like, dressed up as a wrestler, you know, trying to be all big and bad. So he's, like, yelling back at me. So we're, like, screaming at each other. And security guard's just, like, standing there, and he's, like, trying to get at me and stuff. And I'm just, like, yelling at him, and everybody's just like, oh, my God, this is so serious. And I just, like, busted out laughing. And everybody's like, you're not scared of him? I'm like, no, I'm not scared of him. Like, who are these supposed to be, you know? And so, like, we go backstage, and, like, I couldn't even come out of the locker room that day because he was, like, looking for me after that.
Yep. Kill heat.
I mean, it happens. Like, people are so, people, like, they're really dedicated to wrestling. And when you find diehard wrestling fans, like, they either will hate you or they will love you. It is no in between.
Right. What are your memories of working at BACW? With Nina Monet.
Well, we still do BACW taping, but that was actually, I know the timing came out weird, but that was my second ever match was against her at BACW. And of course, I was freaking out like usual. But I like the crowd. It's not a crowd, you know, it's an internet channel. And they record it and whatnot. So I'm thinking, like, oh, this is awesome, because if I mess up, you know, they can just retake it and we can go from there. And they're like, no, this is still wrestling. Like, you got to go do it. So I'm like, oh, crap. And then Casey Kincaid was part of that match. But it ended up being a pretty good match. It's online now. And BCW is a great channel in general, because it's not like the regular indie shows. Like, everything is booked with a purpose. Like, the storylines are great. The promos are great. It's just a all-way-around wonderful channel. And it really, like, women, because, you know, women don't really, just straight up, women don't have it
as good as men do, but on BNCW, we are at the same level as the guys. So it's like women can wrestle men, women can wrestle even, they have Charmander there, you know, the Pokemon? They got him there, women can wrestle him. Yeah. Like, it's just, I love BNCW.
Yes, and Nina Monet, she's another past guest of the show also.
Cool.
Yeah. Another good work, talented worker out there. What are your memories? What are your memories of APW?
Which one? There's two of them.
I will say the women's.
You talking about the most recent?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, my most recent that was my first ever hardcore match, and I was actually against Tragedy, my sister. And I will never do a hardcore match again. That's really what I learned that night. Because if you watch the video, you can see that I get hit across the back with a kendo stick. I get hit with a strap. I got hit, I got hit with a chain. I got thrown into a chair. Just, my body's not designed for that, okay? I'm meant to be a wrestler. Like, I won the match. I got the belt, but just never, ever again, ever.
And you also worked with your sister in several other matches also. How was that experience?
I think, let me figure out where I faced her. I faced her, I think I only faced her twice. And I faced her again at, I can't remember the promotion. But that was our very, very first match together. And that went, you know, usually when you face a new opponent, you're kind of like, you're kind of nervous because you never didn't really worked with them before or anything like that. But we got out there and we just went for it because we know each other inside and out at this point. So it's like, and it also, it was like, you know, like, you know, okay, sis, big sister, little sister. It was like, what, 20 years of animosity just got released in like 8 minutes in the ring. So, like, anytime I get mad at her now, I'm like, we need to just go do a match. Like, we just need to get it out the way.
And also, what are your memories of working with Amber O'Neill?
The only place I've faced her at is Southern Fried. And that was really cool because if you see on my matches online, I kind of face the same people a lot because I just recently started expanding. So when I faced her, you know, she's done Shimmer, you know, all that stuff. So it's just like it was more so of a learning experience than anything. And she seems like such a mean person, like her personality and everything. But she is so sweet, and she's so helpful, and she's hilarious, too. Like, she had me dying laughing in the back. And it's really cool to face someone with so much experience because, like, when you're out in the ring, like, they just kind of take control, and they're very, like, it's not so much strain on you, especially, like, since I'm new. That's the first time I've ever faced someone who knew, like, completely what they were doing and just taking control of it. And that was really different. Like, I've never experienced that before. And that really made me want to expand, to face more people like her and just to kind of up my game more.
What are your memories of working for Peach State Wrestling Alliance?
Well, the Jeff Hardy match, for one, obviously. And what else? They were one of the few promotions when I was brand new that, like, gave me a chance to really show what I could do. And that's back when I was wrestling in my tutu. If you have not seen that, you should definitely look that up. It is hilarious. It's like I remember going out there, and I didn't have a really good match. And I go out there intermission. You know, I'm kind of like depressed about it. Not depressed. I'm kind of just like upset about it. And I go out there, and everybody's like, no, that was great. You're a great wrestler. And I was just like, wow, these people are really, they are really kind. Because I've been to other shows where people are so rude to you, like if you don't do that good, or they'll like talk down to you. But the Peach State crowd, I remember the crowd more than anything because they're just, all of them are genuinely good people, and just the environment is a great environment to be in, especially being a new wrestler.
You also also worked with Sugar Dunkerton. Y'all worked against Devin Nicole and Raphael King. How was that experience?
Oh, that was so much fun. Because, you know, I'm sure you know who Sugar Dunkerton is. And he is just like, I don't think he can take anything. I don't think he can take anything serious for anything. So, like, the whole time I'm supposed to be all, like, threatening and stuff. And I'm just cracking up over half the time in the ring. Because he does not stop talking once he hits, like, the curtain. So he's, like, cracking all these jokes, and he's arguing with people. And I'm trying to be all tough and serious, like, okay, I got to do this match. You know, I gotta look good and stuff. And, like, in the back of my mind the whole time, I just hear him just blah, 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 blah. And I'm just, like, I'm just trying to hold it together because he is crazy. Like, I don't have any other way to experience. Like, and then I faced Devin Nicole. That was different because that was the first time I ever faced her as well. And, you know, she's kind of big around here. So it's pretty cool to have that under my belt as well. Really, out of everything, like, Sugar Dunkerton was, like, the best part of that match for me.
Yes, she's another past guest of WrestleNet Factor. Actually, my first one from last season.
Oh, cool.
Definitely, Everyone in that match had chemistry. It went off real good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but you came off, you know, you put them over at the end.
Mm-hmm. That was, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, and I don't mind it, you know, if it's a quality match and it's doing what it needs to do. Like, I don't care about winning or losing. I'm not one of those people. Like, in the end, it doesn't matter, you know?
That's how it is in the business.
As long as the fans are happy, it is what it is.
Yeah. What are your memories of working with Ace Haven?
Well, we had a feud for a little while there at Peach State. And that was back when he was still heel and everybody just completely despised him. So it really wasn't hard to, like, go out there and just they hated him so much. Like, I could have went out there and not even touched him and just booed him for 8 minutes, and they would have loved it. Like, that is how much those people hate him. So when we finally did have, like, that face-to-face match, it was great. Like, everyone just, and they loved it. Until, of course, you know, Adam Jacobs came out there and cheated, because I was actually getting over on Ace, and I was doing the 10-count punch in the corner, and so Adam Jacobs thought it would be slick to kind of slide in and just snatch me off the top rope, and I'm like, it's kind of sad you had to get a grown man to save you from, like, 130-pound, 20-year-old girl, but that's just my opinion on that, you know.
And what are your memories of working at WWA 4?
Well, I've never got to work an actual WWA 4 show, but I was up there for Atlanta Female Wrestling. That's Gary Lynch's promotion. Well, production's not a promotion yet. He does, like, online shows and stuff. And that show I got to face Nina Monet, and I got to face Dementia DeRose. Everybody knows me and Dementia, like, go at it. But it's just, WA4 has a nice atmosphere. Like, it's very chilled out. It's pretty relaxed. You know, everybody's cracking jokes. Everybody's having a good time. And usually, sometimes you go into, like, wrestling environments, kind of stressful. You know, it's kind of like you can feel the tension. But, like, it was nothing like that in there.
How were those memories of working with Dementia?
Oh, man. That goes back to almost a year ago when I first started. You can see our progression, like, over the course of the year up till now. Because, like, my first match, it was good. I mean, it was all right. But, like, it's the intensity is just, like, picked up from every single match. Like, it gets more serious and more serious. And almost in a way, it's turned into, like, a storyline that's picked up over the course of a year. So now we're actually doing that at Passion of Wrestling in Dublin. And those matches have been just phenomenal. Like, she is, I mean, like, don't like her, but I got to give her respect to where respect is due. Like, she is, like, one of my most valued opponents, because anytime we're on a card together, everybody's like, dang, that's going to be a good match.
You also had memories of working with Pandora. What was that like?
At first, I was intimidated. Like, I'm not going to lie. Not, like, to the point, like, I'm scared of her. But it's, like, before I began wrestling, I kept up with the indie scene in Georgia. And Pandora's one of those women, I'm like, wow, I can't wait to face her. You know, she looks so tough. It's going to be awesome. So the first time I met her, you know, she was kind of, like, she seemed like she was mad. But, like, I got to know her. She's really cool. But I was like, dang, this is going to be, like, intense, you know? Like, this is about to be something else. But, like, along with other people, you cannot judge a book by its cover, because she was real cool, too, very helpful. Like, she's not at all – I mean, she is bad. Like, she can go in the ring, but, like, she's not as like, hell-bent as you think, you know? But me and her did shows at UIW, if I'm not mistaken. And trying to think what that match was. Yeah, that match, for some reason, my matches love to get cut off, because that's when Nina Monet came out and, like, after the match, just, like, beat Pandora down. So I'm just like, dang, like, I can't have a match where it's just, like, me and somebody else just from start to finish, you know?
And do you currently watch the product of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor, I'm about to get started on that because, you know, they're finally on syndicated in Georgia. And TNA, I used to watch it back in the day when, like, I never watched it for the male wrestling because it just really wasn't there. But when I started watching TNA, like, they had a great women's division. It's kind of fallen off now, but, like, it's starting back up because they picked up Havoc. So I'm starting to watch that again pretty much just for Havoc. And I'm not a big WWE watcher either, because just, like, I like in WWE, I watch, like, Naomi. Not a Bella's fan at all. I watch Natalya, but as a whole, I watch more NXT than WWE, because I feel like NXT, in a sense, is, like, their game. Well, it's probably just because it's fresh faces, but, like, I feel like their wrestling quality is at a higher level.
Yes, it's definitely run very well with only – that's Triple H's toy right there. He's booking it also with only just two writers, not like 20 writers up there for Raw SmackDown.
It's like quality over quantity. Like, you don't need that many people if you know what you're doing.
Right.
Like, that should tell them something, you know.
Right, and I thought he would learn that from the Attitude Era, with only Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara doing the writing, and he just booked the show.
Right, and I feel like, too, like, you got to keep fresh faces. Like, just the same people for, like, 15 years is not going to cut it no more. People are going to get bored without even realizing they're bored. So, like, when they brought in NXT, everybody was like, oh, snap, you know, and that makes their wrestling, because honestly, a lot of them wrestle on the same level, if not worse, than the actual Raw and SmackDown, but since it's fresh faces with fresh storylines, they're like, oh, snap, this is way better than WWE. Like, I guess it's just all about, like, marketing and keeping it new.
Right. And I would say, if, you know, events in the future finally decided to step down and he have his son-in-law Paul Levesque take over, I think it would be a way different product.
I really think so, because, like, I feel like they're more open than Vince is, because, you know, Vince has the last say at the end of the day. And, like, his heirs came and went. Like, what worked then isn't going to completely work now. Like, old school is good, but you still got to you got to keep it going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think Vince will be more motivated when someone realizes competition, someone gives them a run for his money.
Yes, I think so, too. Like, that's why I was hoping that Global Force is going to pick up, because, like, they need, like, they WWE at this point, they can do whatever they want because they have no competition. Like, TNA is about to sink. And I don't even give it, like, another year and a half, to be honest. Like, they need something, like, way more competitive so they'll keep their game up. And it's sad because, like, almost TNA is their, not TNA, NXT is, like, their own competition, but it's still their own brand.
Right. And, it was Dixie's, you know, being too much of a mark and thinking maybe Hogan was her friend and family, but they was just there for the money and business.
Yeah.
But she put pleasure before business.
Mhm. It's just like,
and that,
I feel like they almost forget that, like, this is a business. It's not just a game, you know.
Exactly. I feel bad with the talent. I know a couple of them, I want to see these guys keep their jobs and stuff.
Mhm.
But I think that they would have had an opportunity if they would have sold the company that time to Toby Keith and Jeff Jarrett.
Yep. Mm. But I mean, like, even with I'm really hoping that Global Force takes off, because that's Jeff Jarrett's promotion, you know.
Right.
And I just really hope that he makes better choices than he did when he was with TNA. For that. And
trust me, I heard from friends of Jarrett and stuff. He learned from his mistakes a whole lot also.
Yes, thank goodness.
He has this partnership with Triple A, Conan and Triple A, Mexico and New Japan, and a whole lot of other international promotions.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, yeah, he's already coming in it stronger than.
Right. And I say that I think they will have more of a chance, really more than TNA, to get a deal done on a higher scale network.
Yeah, especially since they're all kind of working together. That's where TNA is just, I don't even know what TNA is doing at this point.
Right. And
I feel like TNA's worst choice was leaving and actually doing shows on the road. I feel like they should have stayed at Universal Studios.
Right. It's also they don't spend money on advertising and and branding. And Spike TV was to blame also for that, also for not advertising, promoting their programs, only Bellator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And trust me, it would have been across from more millions of casual fans would have known where Mick Foley and Jeff Hardy was at.
Exactly. Like, you had two, well, when they had Hulk Hogan and Jeff Hardy, and Mick Foley. That's like three big names with huge fan bases, and your ratings still barely went up. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then they got Matt Hardy, so it was the Hardy Boys plus those people. It's like, you, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they. I think they had actually like 20 XWE talent on that roster along with Sting that, and 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Sting alone should have brought in, but they didn't even book him right.
Right.
I was like, and that really shows you right there, like marketing and booking really is everything.
Right. And that, during that time when it was going on Monday night for that special, they did a whole lot of heavy promotion and advertising. The only time Spike TV did that much for TNA, they actually had close to 3 million viewers for the NWO reunion segment.
Yeah. And then just didn't advertise anymore after that. So it's like, that was all in vain.
Yeah.
I feel like them going over to Japan for Bound for Glory is really going to make them lose more money than gain.
Right. And but it seemed like I had this discussion with a few people today that I really think that Bound for Glory pay-per-view going to be way better than Hell in a Cell, because it seemed like it's a throwaway without the world title match.
What is the, like, I haven't really seen too much promoting for Hell in a Cell. That's like the only time I watch WWE is the pay-per-views because I got the network.
Right. Yeah, a sad main event. Orton and Cena for the 100th time. It's like a tournament or something with Ambrose and Rollins.
Yeah. The only reason why I'd watch that is for Ambrose and Rollins. Like, I really don't care about Cena or Orton anymore.
Right. Well, none of these guests. Joan London, she actually saved, her and Dwayne Johnson actually saved the show last Monday.
I didn't watch it. Wasn't that the breast cancer awareness and all that stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's at the point I get like updates on it, but I barely watch it. Like, I watch the pay-per-views and then I'll go look at the results. But just like as a whole, I barely, and I watch Total Divas, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I know it's bad. But
yeah,
I just
way
can't
too,
get enough of the problem.
Yeah, way too scripted and
yeah. I watch it and it just like it can. Like, I like the drama, but I hate how they almost write female wrestling off as just drama at the same time, too.
Right.
So.
And I was saying, all these women reality shows like Bad Girls Club and Hip Hop in Atlanta, won't they learn from them how to cut promos and everything else?
Yeah, and then I hate how they're still, even on Total Divas, it's focused around Brie and Nikki Bella, and it's like, I don't care about them. Like, can
right.
we do something? It's just, and then, of course, since that storyline's around them, they're going to have, like, big spots on Raw, and it's like, I'm tired of seeing them.
Yeah, it was like, they take TV time also.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I get money, but can we at least have, like, something quality, because Nikki Bella really cannot wrestle, in my opinion.
Right, definitely. Along with the red hair herself, is that her name?
Eva Marie?
Yeah, she is awful. No.
Yeah, she is
She can't
horrible.
Even sell. I think Vince McMahon treated as a bathroom match, and he has a fascination with the Bellas and Eva.
Yes, because like in my, well, okay, yeah, Eva is attractive, I guess, But, like, she openly admits on the show that she's only trained for, like, 3 months. And it's like, is this what you're telling, like, indie female wrestlers and stuff? Like, it doesn't matter how much ability we have. If we're not attractive or if we're not, like posing half nude, then we're not going to make it.
Right. Exactly.
Like, it's messed up because, like, I don't – if you can go my, you can go see my pictures online. I don't show anything revealing. Like, my clothes enough when I wrestle are tight. Like, if that's not enough for you, then I'm sorry.
Right.
So it's like, I'm not finna go pose half naked. But then you got this girl up here who didn't even know about wrestling till y'all, like, till y'all sign her. And then now she got a reality TV show. And she wrestles on Raw. Not even SmackDown. She'd be on Raw.
Right.
And it's so twisted.
Yes, we're starting to run out of time. Do you have any plugs for any upcoming shows?
Oh, yep. This is to all of my fans that are outside of Georgia. I will be seeing you all. I have a show in, I have my recent show in Tennessee, so if I didn't see you there, if you were in the northern area, I will be in Brooklyn, New York on October 24th for Valkyrie Women's Professional Wrestling. And hopefully soon I will be even further out. Keep your eyes open for that. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, always add me on my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I have the links to those everywhere. And just thank you guys again for always supporting me, and thank you for allowing me on your show.
Yeah, it's an honor. You can come back soon to do commentary with me or even as a guest host.
Now, that'd be fun. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
And you have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the talented Aja Pereira. If you want to listen to any of the archives, go to Blog Talk Radio under Wrestling X Factor Radio. Or on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor group page. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Trying to get out.
Holly, let me go and get a beat from Kane. I swear these 808 snares make me go insane. Like, hold up, baby girl, I really wanna know your name. And let me be your Superman and you be Lois Lane. It's showtime like cable, get up on that table. I love your sexy body and I know you love this paper. The bottles coming like they got legs on them. The way I kill them and this beamer make them wanna call the feds. I'm in